website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Well, good fasting and praying Friday morning. This is Brother Davis of Whosoever Will Let Them Come Outreach Ministries, Folkestone, Georgia, standing in for Dr. Youngblood on today, who is away dealing with medical issues. Certainly hope and pray, amen, that God will touch his body and heal it and continue to bless his home and family as well and the church and everyone that's involved. We're asking and praying, amen, that all of the church family on today, everyone connected with the family of God, all of you faithful listeners and supporters as well, we ask you to pray for him on today. Pray, amen, that the doctors will be able to give him the very much needed attention that he so needs on today in order to get better. We know that God is the ultimate healer, but we also have to realize that God put the doctors here for a reason. Sometimes, amen, our healing comes in various ways. So we have to trust God no matter what the situation or what the circumstance is. We know that even though man looks on the outside, God looks at the heart. So if the hearts of the individuals are right, that sends up the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous that availeth much in the sight of God, then we know that God is going to work on Dr. Youngblood's behalf. And we certainly hope and pray that all of you would join us as we lift him up in prayer right now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to look down upon Dr. Youngblood right now. We ask you to touch him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. We ask you to heal right now, save and deliver. Work through the hands of the doctors, Lord. Give them the knowledge that they need in order to be able to help him right now. Bless his wife and children. Bless the home and family. Bless the ministry. Bless everything that he put his hands to. Father, he is one of your choice servants on today, and we love him, and we pray that you would do it right now. Do for him, Father, as only you can do. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen. Certainly, we thank and praise God again for all of you that have joined with us. This is Let's Face the Issues, amen, and we thank God for the opportunity to come before you once again on today. We're going to speak to you on the subject of reality, a reality check. As you have heard from the previous broadcast, there are many false teachings going out. There are many cults, and there are many various forms of religions out in the world that are not teaching things that are lining up with the Word of God. So for the child of God on today, all reality must be based on God and upon his Word, because only God, he's the only one, he's the only true and the only living God on today. He's the only right thing we have left in this wrong world. And certainly I want to thank and praise him because he is our God and he will fight for us on today. Truly, again, we thank God for all of you on today. At this time, we also want to thank Tools for a Time for being a sponsor of this program on today. We want to thank Brother Jeffrey and all of the staff down there. Certainly, we appreciate everything that they are doing. And we certainly want to give a shout out to all of our friends, all of our family. The ones, amen, that are in Folkestone, Georgia. I want to give, amen, honor to my wife of 37 years. And I want to say hello to all my family, my son, my daughter, everyone that's listening to this broadcast on this morning. And then I have a group of special friends down at Bennett Chevrolet in Kingsland, Georgia. Brother Aaron, Brother Terry, and Brother Darrell Davis, good morning to you. And we thank you for being faithful listeners of this program on today. We certainly hope that you will be able to get something from what we are going to discuss on today about reality, a reality check. When we look at the socialist, leftist, Marxist, regime that are in power on today that are teaching things that are against the norms of society, we certainly need to stay in touch with reality. When we stay in touch with God, then we are in touch with reality, because only what God says is going to last. Only what his word says is going to matter for any child of God on today. So truly, we thank and praise God again on today. In Christianity, as in Judaism, God is the ultimate reality, the absolute foundation of everything that is, and the end toward which all things point. So certainly, if we don't have God in our lives, we can certainly say on today that we are living beneath our privileges, because only God is able to provide you with all the things that pertain unto life and godliness according to the book of 1 Peter. So certainly, each and every time we read the scriptures, amen, we stay in touch with reality, because the word of God is the only thing that's going to last in this evil world that we're living in on today. When we go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, and verse number 11, this is what the Lord said. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. So certainly we have to know and understand that even when we start reading the Bible from the book of Genesis, the word of God lets us know that everything that's here, the whole earth and everything that's in it, was created by a spoken word. It became a reality after God spoke his word. So we have to understand that that word has all power. The word is able to keep us. The word is able to heal us. The word is able to deliver us. But we have to trust and believe and accept what his word says by faith. Do I have any faithful people on this morning that are listening? You can give us a call this morning at 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. That call will get you through the studios right to our mics so we can entertain your questions and comments on today. Certainly, we're going to have dialogue and discussion, amen, concerning, amen, reality, because so many people are out of touch with reality. So many have listened to so many different forms of untruths that are not based upon the word of God until they don't know what to believe. We're living in a confused world, a confused society. They are calling right wrong, and they are calling wrong right. They are saying on today that no one who is not a have doesn't have, amen, any connection with the people, because you are considered a have not. Listen, we need to know and understand. To God, everybody is somebody. So certainly, if you have Jesus Christ in your life, you have everything you need to help you to make it, amen, in a godless society that are turning down all the things pertaining to what God has done for us and for what Jesus Christ done for us through his finished work out on Calvary's cross. Certainly, we thank God again for all of you that tune in on today. Ultimate reality. What is reality? According to the Bible, reality is what God says. That's what becomes reality. Psalm 33, 6 and 9. The sound waves that came out of God's mouth became light particles, energy, and matter. Philosophers have debated from antiquity on the nature of being. The Bible clearly points to the word of God as the basis for reality. So once again, when we go to the scripture, we see that Genesis chapter 1 and 1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth and all the things that are here, et cetera, et cetera. We're not going to read the entire book to you on today, but all of you that have read the book before understand where I'm coming from. So in other words, when God spoke the word, each day, each time, he divided the time up. And each day that he spoke something, something came into being. It became a reality through the power of his word. So how many of you are trusting in the word on today? Truly, I hope and pray that you are. If you say that you're a child of God, then nothing else should matter but the word of God, because the word of God keeps you, and the word of God will see us away from here. And one day we're going to see him, because we're going to be like him, because the scriptures say that we're going to see him just as he is. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So therefore, my friend, I advise you to get it right with him on today. Certainly, if you want to go back with him when he comes, amen. You have to have your soul right. Your heart has got to be fixed, and your mind has to be made up. Truly, amen, I thank God, amen, because he is, amen, an awesome God on today. So what do Christians believe about reality? Christians, I'm talking about those who are called after God's name. As ultimate reality, God is the unique source. Notice that I said the source. He is not one of the sources. He's not a resource, but he is the unique source of all reality. And other than him, there is no reality. God is thereby also the source of all meaning. In other words, when I told you about God at the beginning of the broadcast and how important it is for you to have him in your life, amen, God gives your life meaning. Your life will be much more meaningful if you stay in touch with him throughout the course of your time here. Now, we none don't know the day or the hour when the Lord is going to come back, and we don't know the day or the hour when he's going to call our name so that we as Christians will go before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account for the thing that we've done in this body, whether it was good or bad, and receive our rewards. Or for the person that doesn't know Christ, you're going to face him as your judge instead of your father. Certainly, we're trying to curb everyone's appetite for sin on today and to get you over on God's side so that you can receive, amen, the ultimate blessing. That is to be able to hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord." Welcome in words. This is what I want all of my friends and loved ones to be able to receive on today. So certainly, we are trying to bring as many people over into the family of God because time is winding up. It's a reality. That's what we're speaking about on today. One day this old world is going to end. And my friend, where will you stand? Who will be on the Lord's side? Amen. So certainly, we want you to be there. We want you to be able to be one of the ones that's going to go over into God's kingdom. Amen. And enjoy the goodness of the Lord throughout eternity. So I thank and praise God for that. So listen, reality also says, amen, God is thereby also the source of all meaning, of the world in general, and of human life in particular. So when we look at the things that are in the world, in contrast to some of the teachings of the various cults and religions out in the world, and I will attempt to read you a few portions or sections coming from the dissertation that I had written through my research on the world religions and cults. Amen. Here it says, let's use Christianity as an example. We're just going to put that forward first. There are cults like Mormonism and Jehovah's Witnesses that are widely practiced today that are considered to be cults of Christianity. Each affirms that the Bible is true to a certain degree, but due to charismatic leaders like Joseph Smith for the Mormons, Charles Taze Russell for the Jehovah's Witnesses, or Muhammad for the Muslims, they are confirmed to believe in Christianity, but their basic teachings have moved far away from the Bible's core doctrines. So we look at the things pertaining to God's word, the things that are required of a person that's going to be connected to the family of God, the core tenets of the word of God. These cults or religions teach things that are contrary to what's written in the scripture. Now, understand this. They also believe in scripture to a certain degree, but they turn around and rewrite it in order to make it mean what they want it to say. So in other words, my friend, if you find yourself connected to a situation like this, to where these people or these persons have rewritten the word of God and have changed the meaning, just one word out of context. Dr. Youngblood teaches us that all the time. Context, 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 context. It's very important to keep scripture in context in order to get the proper meaning so you can get the truth, the core truth from the principles of the scripture. that you might have something to be able to apply to your life in order to recover you from the snare of the devil. Because truly, this is what he's trying to do. He's trying to take everybody out. He knows what his end result's going to be. He's going to end up in hell. Now listen, scripture lets us know that God didn't make a hell for mankind, but he made it for the devil and for his angels. But for those who continuously refuse the word of God, those who refuse to believe in God, those who are anti-God or anti-Christ and are teaching against the core principles with which the scriptures say we should be living, then we understand that that's going to be their final destination. So my friend, we don't want you to end up going there. We want you to be able to enjoy the goodness of the Lord. In each of these variations, the Bible has been demoted or reinterpreted in light of the new leaders' views on the subject. These self-proclaimed prophets have produced new revelations, such as the Book of Mormons, the studies in the scriptures, as in Jehovah's Witnesses, and the Quran. Now listen, instead of one God, some religions teach that there are many gods. But we have to understand, as Christians on today, the scripture lets us know, amen, that we have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. That is one God in three unique persons. If we talk about God, that's still God. If we talk about Jesus Christ, that's still God. If we talk about the Holy Spirit, he is still God. So we have to understand, we're not confused as some people think, but we know what we believe and we know what we worship. We worship the one, true, and the only living God. As Christians on today, we are the only ones that can boast and brag that our leader was once dead, was once buried in a grave. But on the third day morning, according to the scriptures, it tells us, amen, that he got up again with all power in his hands. And if you read the book of Acts chapter 1, you will see in there that the scripture teaches us that he ascended back on high. When the disciples that were present at that time stood there gazing up into the skies. We're talking about reality on today. Amen. The angels asked them, why do you men stand here gazing and looking up? It said, this same Jesus, I want you to know he's real on today. This same Jesus that you see going up, he's going to come back in like manner. So are you waiting for that on today? Are you putting your time in right now? Because the older saints used to tell us that payday is coming after a while. I don't know about you, but I want my pay to be a good pay. So that's why I'm putting my time in, quality time, because only what you do for Christ is going to last. My friend, I just want to encourage you on today. Get connected with the family of God. That's reality. And even living in this world, facing the trials and tribulations, the evisceration of our rights, all the things that we have to face as Christians on today, God will step in and he will deliver you. But you have to have faith. Various portions of scripture lets us know that even when testing and trials came to the disciples that Jesus commissioned to go out and preach the gospel, he said, be it unto you according to your faith. Where is your faith on today? 904-831-0917. Give us a call on today. Let me know where you stand in the faith. Do you believe in God? Do you believe in reality? Do you believe that he is the source of all reality? Do you believe that he supplies all of your needs according to his riches in glory? It's very important for you on today, my friend, to trust him in that manner. So when we look at, again, the teachings that have gone out into the world and where a lot of people stand right now today in 2023 in a state of confusion, they don't know what's real. They haven't had a reality check. And I thank God that because he is tarrying, because he has not split the sky and come back and raptured the church out of the world just yet, my friend, I want you to be ready because that's going to happen. That's also a reality. That's going to happen. So don't sit there confused and wondering, read the scriptures and believe and accept what it says there by faith and get connected with the family of God. And then when that happens, wherever that happens, wherever he finds you, my friend, you will be able to go back with him when he comes. So we want you, as the people of God, to get ready, stay ready, and be ready. Pack up, look up, check up, because we are going up one day, amen, in that great resurrection, amen. So we do thank God, amen, for being, amen, a God of his word. Again, going back to the teachings that have so confused many individuals out there. Mormonism says there are three gods and many more too. And you too can become a god within the universe. Never have I read that anywhere in the scripture that tells me that I can be a god. I understand that St. John chapter 1 lets us know that God gave us power to become the sons of God, even to those who believe on Jesus Christ. And if we walk the Roman road in Romans chapter 10, verses 10 through 13, the scripture says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, have you called upon him on today? That's what connects you with the family of God. That's what's real. So we want to get you in touch with reality and not stand to where you're in a point of confusion like some of these people are on today, who are teaching things that's contrary to what the scripture says. Listen, there's more other things. Jehovah's Witnesses and Muslims deny the three persons of the Godhead and say Jesus is a creature. In other words, he is a created being. We have to know and understand that Jesus took on human flesh, but he did it for a reason. He did that for you and I. He didn't die on the cross because he had to do it, but he did it out of love. That's how much love the Father had for us. In fact, when we go to 1 John, I believe that's chapter 3, it says, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. And when we go to John chapter 3, verse 16, every Christian should know this, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He loved us just that much. So he sent his Son to die on the cross, and he did so in our place. Listen, that should have been you and I. He didn't do anything wrong. We were the sinners. We were the ones that deserved the wrath of God to fall upon us and be punished because we are sinners. Understand, Christ was not a sinner, and he never sinned. In fact, my mentor, Dr. Youngblood, wrote a book, The Impeccability of Jesus Christ. In other words, it was impossible for him to sin. It's a great book. And I tell you what, I learned some very important truths from that because I have read through the scriptures many a times about the personality of Jesus Christ, and I had already accepted and understood to a point that he was the sinless Son of God, just like a lamb without spot or blemish, and he was sent here because he was the perfect sacrifice. And when he made that sacrifice for us, it appeased the wrath of God according to Hebrews chapter 10, and he was able to go back and sit down on the right hand of the Father, where he sits right now today as intercessor between God and us. So even on today, it's still a reality that he lives, and he's still making intercession for you and I on today. Do you believe that? 904-831-0917. Give us a call. Let us know what you think about this. What is reality to you? Amen. So it says, you can see now how on this one foundational point, their core tenets are radically different from biblical Christianity. Biblical, I'm not saying Christianity in general, but what does the Bible say about being a Christian? That word Christian, when we look at that, means follower of Christ. And if you read through the book of Acts, you will find that Christians were first called Christians in the scripture. So listen, everything that we need to know about Christianity and about reality becomes real the more that we read the Word of God and it becomes a reality in our lives, let me give you this core principle that I've learned in my 38 years in Christ Jesus. When we learn the word of God and we accept what it says and we believe it just like we read it, then we can pray that scripture right back to him. This is what God wants every Christian to do. Pray his word back to him. That's how you get answered prayers. When you trust in God's word and when you pray it back to him, you put him under obligation to fulfill his word. Know this and understand this. Titus chapter 1 verse 2 says, God cannot lie. Hebrews chapter 6 verses 10 and so forth and so on says, it's impossible for God to lie. So listen, if you don't believe it from that standpoint, my friend, it will not work for you. But I want it to work. I want you to get a grip on this. Get a grip on the word of God. Get a grip on the scripture so that no matter what else you face in this world, no matter what other false teachings you might hear, no matter what somebody else might try to force you to believe, stand on the word of God and just watch God work. When you go to Hebrews chapter 11, we call that the hall of faith. That's what most preachers call it. And we see the many faithful witnesses that heard the word of God preach. Even if you start all the way back from faithful Abraham, Abraham believed God. Listen, he didn't have a Bible to read, but Abraham simply believed God, and God accounted it to him or gave him credit for being a righteous man. If you accept the word of God by faith, then we become connected to the family of God, just like faithful Abraham. If God did it before, he will do it again. Do you trust him on today? 904-831-0917. Give us a call. Let me know where you stand. Do you believe in the word of God as authentic? Do you have faith in God? Do you believe that God is real? Jesus is real. The Holy Spirit is real. We need to know these things. It's very important for us, amen, as people of God on today. Many people overlook philosophical systems as religious, but they should be considered religions that frame the worldview of those who hold to the philosophy. So in other words, when we look at the philosophical views, not biblical, many a times man try to do things based upon the knowledge that he has and based upon his own understanding of the way he think it should be. Well, listen, my friend, I always teach this at my church. If what you think and what you feel and what you say doesn't line up with the word of God, it's good for nothing but for you to cast it out. God told us to be salt. He told us to be light. In a lost and dark world that we're living in on today, it's time for Christians to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. As children of God on today, stand on the word of God. That's what's reality on today. That's the only thing that matters. The only Bible that most people are going to read in this whole wide world is the one that they see in your life as a believer. So if the word of God is not true and living, if you're not standing on the core principles of the word of God as the basis for all reality in your life, then, my friend, your religion might be in vain. You might need a reality check. You might need to check yourself. I certainly don't want you to end up in error, but get yourself straight. Know and understand it's very important for you as a child of God to understand what the word of God says so that we can live by the word, so that we can help others by the word, so that people can see the word of God being manifested in our lives. Thank you so much. We're getting ready to take a one-minute break at the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Although they pulled back on hiring a bit, America's employers still delivered another month of job gains in June. 209,000 jobs added. The unemployment rate falling a tenth of a point to 3.6%, according to the Labor Department. The Biden administration prepares to provide even more lethal aid to Ukraine. Cluster munitions already being used by Russian forces will soon be added to Ukraine's arsenal. UN human rights experts call for the release of two Saudi women they say were arbitrarily detained and denied basic rights after treating criticism of the kingdom's policies. The Secret Service says right now it still has no idea who brought cocaine into the White House, but it says its investigation does continue. On Wall Street, the Dow down 59 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you serving the Lord in any capacity in ministry? Conservative Theological University would like you to call today. CTU now offers partial grant scholarships for new students. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info for the admission staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for admissions info for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
And thank you so much for joining back in with us once again. This is Brother Davis standing in for Dr. Youngblood on today, who's away on a medical emergency. We pray Godspeed for him, for his swift recovery. And we're certainly praying for the strength of his family and everyone that's connected on today, the church family as well. And we're asking you that you pray on today. All of you faithful supporters and listeners that listen to him daily and that have a chance to listen to us on the weekends. Of course, I join him basically on every Friday, and we get together and we talk about the Word of God and the core tenets that will help the people of God. We're certainly asking you to pray for him as well, that God will heal his body and raise him up and put him back out in the vineyard working, amen, for the Father one more time. Certainly, we thank and praise God for all of you again and for your patience. I am attempting, amen, to carry on in his name. And I just want to thank and praise God for the privilege and the honor. He's a real dear friend, he and his wife and family. I just love them so much. And I just hope and pray that everything turns out well. In fact, I trust and pray. Amen. I'm trusting in God on today to have his way in his life on today. Because I don't think his work is finished here yet. But I hope and pray, amen, that whatever happens, amen, God will still get the glory out of his life. That's what it's all about on today. All of us who are Christians, amen, need to know and understand that our lives have a purpose. That's reality. Once we become connected with reality and come to realize that there is a purpose in our lives according to the plan of God, life will become more meaningful. In other words, we'll be careful about the choices we make. We'll be careful about the people that we are connected with. We'll be careful about the circumstances where we find ourselves entangled, and hope and pray, amen, that the end results are not catastrophic. So certainly we want you to get a grip on this word, amen, reality on today. What is reality? What is biblical reality? Once again, according to the Bible, what God says becomes reality. And I believe I took you to Psalm chapter 33, verses 6 and 9. We're not going to read that on today, but we just certainly want to throw that in there for edification. We want you to be able to go back. And if you have a pencil and paper, a lot of times it does you well that you can take notes and get a chance to go back and read over those scriptures for yourself. And my friend, let me encourage you, as you read them, trust and believe and claim those scriptures, because there's power in the word of God. If you claim the blessings that come from those scriptures over your life, then my friend, when you are attacked by the enemy, he can't do you any harm. In fact, if we go to Job chapter 1, we see that when the sons of God went to present themselves before God, Satan also appeared. But we have to know the end result, just to make a long story short. He told God that Job not worshiping you for nothing, you have a hedge around him. My friend, Satan can't do anything to you except he get permission from God. That's what reality is all about. We serve a God that will fight our battles, but we have to learn how to trust him and to take him at his word on today. So, biblical reality, amen, is based upon what God says in his word. The sound waves, let me say that again, the sound waves that came out of God's mouth became light particles, energy, and matter. So in other words, I took you to Genesis chapter 1 on that subject and showed you that where God, whenever he spoke a word, everything here was created. But when we look at when he got ready to create mankind, he didn't speak a word. He formed man from the dust of the ground. Now, some might try to criticize that. Some might try to question that. But listen, I'm not going to go down into detail about that. I'm not going to debate back and forth. It just says, and I believe the scripture, that God formed man out of the dust of the ground. What method he used, what ingredients he used, that's up to God. I leave that in his hands. I'm just grateful that he made us. So if you know and understand that God made you and you didn't make yourself, certainly right there, that's a place where you can give him the praise. Amen. 904-831-0917. Give us a call on today and let us know what you think about reality on today. We talked about some of the false teachings that are going out into the world based upon this socialist, Marxist, leftist regime that are teaching things in our schools and institutions that should not be so. They are calling right wrong. They are calling wrong right. They are telling the male that it's okay for you to be called a female. And they're telling the females that you can call yourself a male. But we have to know it's only what God says about the person's life is what is reality. If God says you are female, then that's what you are. If God said that you are male, that's what you are. But we're not going to make a public argument out of this. We're simply going to trust the word of God, and we're going to speak his word, because that's what reality is all about. It's only what God says. That's what matters. Amen. So I want you to keep your focus and your attention right there. Going back to some of the false philosophies that have been taught out there, in my dissertation, in my research on a descriptive analysis of world religions and cults, I also had a chance to research some of the things that were taught by the Stoics, the Epicureans, about relativism, empiricism, hedonism, and naturalism. All of these different things are philosophies that are taught out into the world. Some of these teachings were going on before we got here, and I'm still less than 100 years old, but still yet, when I got here, some of these teachings and beliefs were already in place. But I thank God that he gave me the mind to find out what is the truth. What is really the truth? That's what's relative to my life. That's what's relative to your life. It's up to us to find out what the truth is so that we don't end up living a lifetime here in error and then having to be sorry for it when we have to be faced with living separated from God for eternity. This is something that we, as ministers of the gospel, are trying to prevent, especially amongst all of our people, the people that we love, those in our church relation, those in our families, those of our family and friends, all of you out there that are listening to my voice. That is my end goal on today. My end goal is to help you to realize how important it is to get a grip on reality, because God is reality and everything that his word is what makes our life so real. So if you don't get a grip on God and if you don't get a grip on his word, then you never get a chance to learn the truth, which is where the devil wants you to stay. And then when life is all over, you're doomed for eternity. My friend, this is not something that we want to see. Amen. So getting back to some of the things that were taught out in the world based upon philosophical systems, naturally we kind of examine every world religion, cult, sect, or system. Therefore, we selected a few from different genres, and we have critiqued them. So, as we went down into our discussion on what reality is based upon the teachings out in society, and we chose a few of these teachings that are out there, we started from Genesis chapter 3, God's religion versus man religion, and we saw where when the serpent confronted Eve in the garden, his end goal was to turn her away from believing in what God had said when he spoke the commandment to them that they may eat of every tree of the garden except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So now, we see where false teachings came from. It came from the devil. The devil planted a negative seed out there in the beginning, and from that seed, many other false teachings arose, and it continues to be so for us on today. Even in 2023, I have heard some ridiculous things that don't line up with the word of God. I have spoken with some in religious circles, those that say that they are connected with the family of God, that believe in things that are not in the Bible. They're not biblical. So my friend, we're trying to turn you away from that on today and to let you know how important it is to connect up with the word of God, because that's the only thing that's going to make your life real. That's what's going to give your life meaning. So it's important for us to know so about his word on today. 904-831-0917. That call gets you through the studios right to our mics so that we can entertain your questions and comments. Amen. Let's have biblical, amen, discussion on that on today. Unlike matter, which has to abide according to God's word, humanity, through God, giving humanity a choice or the power of choice based out of his love, does not have to. Listen, God gave us the power to choose, but guess what? You don't have to choose God. But guess what? He doesn't hold that against you, except, my friend, when you stand before him at the judgment seat of Christ, or if you have to face him as your judge instead of your father. Now, this is why I believe each teaching or each philosophy out in the world have turned so far away from the scriptures, because no one wants to be held accountable. Listen, when you come over into the family of God, anytime you read things from his word and you come to the knowledge of the truth, then you are accountable for what you have learned. Maybe you have heard the saying, or you might have heard it read somewhere in the scripture where it says, to whom much is given, much is required. Listen, the word of God is so much. There is so much a wealth. Can I say a wealth of information there? A wealth of truth, a wealth of reality. For the believer, if you will only accept it by faith, once you accept the core tenets of what you have read and what you have learned, then, my friend, much is going to be required of you. In other words, God is going to hold you to the highest standards. We as Christians on today, even in our natural families, our parents hold us to the highest standards. When they give you commandments or commands, what to do, what you should not do, and you are living in their household, and you go against the thing that they have commanded you to do or not to do, then, my friend, they hold you accountable. A lot of times, we have to chastise our children. And let me tell you something, there's nothing wrong with that. Because the Bible says if we spare the rod, we spoil our child. This is why we see so much violence in the streets, so much violence in the schools. The schools are being shot up. People are being killed. We just saw just a few days ago how the people, I think that was in Philadelphia and some other areas in the world, mass shootings have happened. These are people who are living unchecked lives that have not lined up with reality. They believe things should be the way that they think it should be. And if it's not according to the way they see it or think it, then, my friend, everybody becomes an enemy to them. So for that reason, we're trying to connect you, child of God, back up with reality, which is God's word, so that you can know the truth. Because the Bible said, the truth shall set you free. So let's connect up with this. Let's know and understand what it is God says, and obey this word, accept the core principles coming from his word, so that we can live a blessed life and be a blessing to someone else. Philosophers have debated from antiquity on the nature of being. When we look at being, I'm talking about human beings, the existence, the very existence. What does your life consist of? The Bible clearly points to the word of God as the basis for reality. And yet, he gives humanity the freedom to choose whether or not they will align themselves with his word. Again, it's very important for us as people of God to align ourselves. That's all areas of our lives. There should not be an area of your life where God is not welcome. A lot of times, Christians, yes, I'm talking about those who say that they trust God, they love him, they believe in him, and they're looking to him for their blessings. Some Christians think that God doesn't need to be involved with the small areas in their lives. They consider it to be unimportant. But listen, that's not so. God is concerned with every detail of your life, no matter how small or minute. You must give that over to him, total control. Because if you don't do that, my friend, listen, whatever you do, you're going to have to accept responsibility for the outcome. If it doesn't work out right, you can't blame God because you put yourself in the driver's seat. So therefore, whatever the outcome is, my friend, you are responsible for what happened there. So if you trust God fully, notice and understand this. Scripture lets us know he doesn't withhold any good thing from his children. Like as a father pitieth his children, Psalm 103 says, so the Lord pitieth them that are his children. So if he pities us, know and understand, he's got a deep care of love and concern for us so that he will provide us with the very best concerning the things in our lives. Listen, the scripture also says about facing reality, the fool attempts to fool himself and won't face the facts. That's Proverbs chapter 14, verse 8. That's the TLB, the Living Bible. Many people in life start out well, but they end up progressing poorly because they don't plan for the pitfalls. Listen, life is not fair. I understand that. But we cannot blame God for the pitfalls and lies. Choices carry consequences. I just got finished telling you that. If you make the right choice, you will get the right consequence. But if you make the wrong choice, you will get the wrong consequence. So then again, you can't blame God for the choice that you made. But if you make a choice based upon his word, and you are trusting in his word to come to pass in your life because God said it, and that's all that matters, and that will settle the matter, then, my friend, you sit back and you can just hold your little cup right there, and God will bless you until your cup overflows. This is the kind of God we serve on today. Do you love him? 904-831-0917. Give us a call. Let us know how you feel about reality. Is God real? Is his word real? Is Jesus Christ real? Has he become real in your life? Listen, as you grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he will become more real. This doesn't happen overnight. I understand there's such a thing as baby Christians, and there are some who have been in the way for a long time. But as long as we are living in this life, whether it's 1 year or whether it's 100 years, we will all always be learning something from the Word of God. You never cease to learn from the Word of God. So it's important for us to stay in close contact with His Word. Each and every day you get up, you ought to read something. If it's nothing but one verse, read something from the Word of God and get to memorize that. And when you start memorizing, then it becomes real in your life. Memorize it, trust it, and believe in it. And then when you pray, God will hear and answer prayer. So this is what we are wanting. This is what our goal is on today. This is what we are trying to help you with on today. Because so many false teachings are out there, and so many confused individuals are out there, and there are still so many yet false teaching that's going to happen. Because the Antichrist has not come on the scene yet. But when he comes, we know that there's going to be trouble on earth like it never ever was and never ever will be again. Are you ready? Will you be ready when Christ returns? We hope and pray that that will be the case. Unlike matter, which has to abide according to God's word, humanity through God, giving out of God's love, does not have to. Every day we make decisions to obey God's word or not. But when we choose to align ourselves with God's word, amazing results occur. Listen, I've experienced that many times. So many times as a Christian trying to come to the knowledge and understanding of what the word of God says, I struggle with a few things. But as I continue to fast and pray, that's right. Sometimes you have to turn that plate down. Sometimes you have to take out the time to shut off and get to yourself. And sometimes let us zip our lips. Let us not talk so much. Sometimes we have to get quiet and let God speak. Listen, he's not going to speak in a thundering voice. But the scripture lets us know there's a still small voice that you would hear in your heart and in your mind, that God will speak to the hearts and minds of those who trust and believe in him and who desire to know the truth. So if you shut off, fast and pray, I'm telling you some things I know that I've experienced, and I know that they are real. God will speak with you. And when he speaks, he's going to speak things pertaining to his word. He will never say anything that doesn't align with his word. Now listen, that's how you know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. If what you have heard spoken does not line up with the scripture, then you have to know, my friend, that's the spirit of error. The word of God lets us know that. So if we trust God and believe in him and know his word, when we hear his word spoken, it's going to, can I say it like this, ring a bell down in your soul. Listen, Jesus even said that he's the good shepherd. And he said, my sheep know my voice, and another they will not follow. So if you know Christ on today, if he is truly your Lord and Savior, if you've been following him in the way for a long time or for a short period of time, doesn't matter how long, but if you have come to know and recognize his voice, when you hear his word spoken, whether it be through a minister of the gospel or through a friend A lot of times God will send you a word at the very needed time through a friend. That's why it's so important for us to keep in close social contact with one another and to forsake not to assemble ourselves together as the manner of some is, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. We have to come together so that we can get in concert with the word of God. My friend, I can hear you sing a song. I can hear a testimony of what you said God did in your life, and vice versa, I might be able to do the same for you, and that might be a source of encouragement for me on that day. I might be facing a situation to where I didn't know the answer. I couldn't see no way out. But God sent you along at the needed time. I'm talking about reality. These things happen for real. God might send you a word at a very needed time that will help you through your situation. So do you trust him on today? 904-831-0917. Give us a call. Let us know what you feel about reality. Amen. So if we look at God and the amazing results that occur, if we align ourselves with his word, he has spoken in the past and he will do it again. Hebrews chapter 1 lets us know that in these last times, God has sent his son, who is the express image of himself, to speak to us to let us know that he is real. Listen, God didn't need to know anything about himself. We needed to know about God. So he sent us his son. Listen, I think that's a blessing. I think that's a very good thing that God loved us so much that he decided to send us his son to let us know about the true and living God. Amen. So then, when we look at it, how he has spoken in the past, he's speaking to us right now. Every time we open that Bible, God is speaking to us. Every time we tune in to a minister of the gospel who is preaching the word and living the life. I'm talking about got the fruit in his life to back up what he's preaching. He's talking the talk, walking the walk, and talking the talk. Then we know that God is speaking to us. So my friend, you have something that you can get a grip on that will help you stay in check with reality. We can choose life defined by the reality of God's word, or death if we do not want to be part of God's reality. While his promises took place in biblical history, studying them in context will help us to claim the same promises. The basis of these claims is rooted in faith, not a mere faith in his existence. For even the demons believe he exists, James chapter 2, verse 19. So my friend, in conclusion, what I'm trying to tell you, don't just believe, but believe in faith. Respond upon what you believe. Let that word come alive in your life. Get in touch with reality. So many things are going on in this world, and I'm afraid it's only going to get worse. But I come to tell you on today, you can stay in touch with reality through God, because we can have that one-on-one relationship with him. This is what it's all about, having a relationship with God, not just reading his word, not just going to church on Sunday, not just saying I believe and I trust in him, but having that real connection with God as his child on today. God has many great blessings for you. Certainly, I hope and pray that you got something from the lesson on today about a reality check. What's real? What's real for the child of God? Certainly, we want you to be encouraged by the word of God on today. We thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to come before you once again. We're looking forward to seeing you the next time, once again, as we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
So you hear about MediShare, and you're going to have questions.